There is a video that Magnus has got, which has been done a year ago, but it's now just been broadcast 2 weeks ago on Irish television, done by the television companies from Switzerland, Germany, Italy and Ireland, who've got together because they are so horrified with what's going on that they have produced this documentary for about nearly 1 hour, not being unkind, but just to say, these are the facts, this is what you will find, and it has been very, very well put together. And what is on that video, I have first-hand experience of, and it is true.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Very sad.
But we have to be serious detectives, wanting the truth. I think the first thing that made me question was when there was a question of Prince Charles going there. And because I have played for the royal family several times, I know that what happens with the detectives that go, you know, to check everything out first. And Prince Charles had written to me about the possibility of going one day. And I suddenly thought, what questions will they ask me? What answers can I give them? And I suddenly realized that I was living in a dream world, not in the real world, and that's when I started to want the real answers, like, you know, what actually happens at the hospital? Not just, oh, this is a beautiful hospital. What happens? How many operations are done? What are the operations? Are all the wards open? The 750 villages, how many villages have now water? Not just, this is a lovely project, isn't it good and feel good for being involved, but what is the truth? And when you start finding the truth, you start thinking, oh no, oh no.
What did you find about the hospital?
There is a ward that is still not open. They have not done any renal operations for a year. The money is questionable. With Isaac Tigret, when the hospital was built, he gave $49 million. Well, only 34 million went to the hospital. The rest were, he's just corrupt, and it's, Australian television did a program on him last year in the hospital. They had found that they were selling organs, etc. The hygiene of the hospital is disgusting. Now, I know Sarah Pavan, who is the top anaesthetist from Australia, who is there all the time. And he said to me, David, you never, ever, ever let anybody come to this hospital because they do not understand hygiene. It is just so sad. We've had several instances where people have been refused entrance to the hospital who need attention. They say they don't have the money, but this does not make sense because of the money that I have seen being handed in at the office every day. The problem that we have is that the coordinators will say this did not happen, or this is an illusion, this is a test, it is something that must be addressed. I know that Steen Bikalel, the coordinator for the Russian-speaking countries, he is going to speak to Indula Shah and to Swami about this in a week's time, because he has also had many problems, but still believes that Swami is God and God can do anything. But this is not something that is in the real world. Before I found Swami, I had many, many experiences of people who could heal, people who were psychic, who could see the future. And I have experiences of roses, the flowers, just appearing on the table in front of me. So these things were not something that were new to me.
No.
I accepted all this. And this is not something to base somebody's divinity on. So what do you base it on? Because over the centuries, the stories have never been like this. And it is only because we want it to be good. We make an excuse for why he does this. But this boy is one of hundreds that we know of. Not just one of 10 or 20.
Are you talking about Tom?
I don't know the boy's name. I've not been given it.
But it must be him.
Right.
Yeah, I was in Puttaparthi in January with him, and now in June with him.
Right.
And we talked very openly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's him you mean.
Right.
Yeah, he is a very sincere spiritual seeker and very easy to believe. Did you meet him?
Or well, I may have.
I mean, I trust him.
Yes.
Just as a human being.
Yes.
I trust him.
Yes.
He talked a lot, and you know, you get a feeling.
Yes.
Is he talking truth, or is there something behind?
Exactly.
I got the feeling he's very trustworthy, yeah?
Yeah.
I really think so. And he is, he has morality, which is sound and fine and subtle, yet strong. Took him, well, he probably told you, it took him some time to decide what to do with his experiences.
Yes.
But when he had made his decision, he goes out in a very fine way, I think, talking to others, and he's fine to talk with.
Yes.
It's really balanced, I think. Yeah.
This is very good, because if this was somebody who is not balanced, it makes the whole thing, well, there is a question there.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I know many, many, many examples of this. Say the students, because I was so close to them, just turned to me for help. They had pleaded with me for help.
Did you teach in science school?
Yeah, I taught in the college in Prashanti for three and a half years.
Okay.
Not all year, but for periods of 6 weeks, two or three, four times a year.
In music?
In music, and I prepared the music for Christmas and for Gurupanima and sometimes the birthday. And so it meant being with the boys perhaps up to 6 or 7 hours every day. And I have a very close relationship with them and with one or two members of staff too. I know exactly what goes on there. When Faye and I discovered what we knew, we decided that we felt it was better to be silent because there are so many people there who rely on him. And that's why we continued with the magazine. Not to stop the magazine, but to continue it, to give people things to move on to, not to change from one guru to another, but to find the God within.